Taco Bell, they crack me up, right? Because they know if you're going to eat there, you're going to eat there, right? Nobody's on the fence about Taco Bell. Nobody's like, well, let's just wait and see what the next commercial looks like. You know if you're going to go back or not. And Taco Bell knows that. That's why they can put out a product that has the exact same ingredients as three other products on their current menu. They just change the name and or shape of it. And will make you feel dumb for asking about it. They're like, what we have for the spring, this is seasoned steak, lettuce, cheese, tomato, and sour cream encased in a flour tortilla. Anybody have any questions? Yeah, that sounds like a steak burrito. Well, it's not. Okay. A steak burrito is rolled up, okay? With this, we fold the sides in, we press it with a t-shirt iron. I don't know what's so hard to understand about the technology we've invested in the Crunchwrap. That's what we're calling it. It's a Crunchwrap. Their desserts, they don't even try with their desserts. They just take some other dessert you're kind of familiar with and change it a little bit, you know? We have Cinnabon Bites. Isn't that just a cut-up Cinnabon? I mean, yeah, but we cut it up for you, okay? You could say gracias. We took the time to put it into this drink cup that was already sitting right here. I mean, how much of the lifting do we have to do? I remember a couple years ago, the Hostess company went bankrupt, and then like a month later, some mysterious entity save them from bankruptcy. I thought for sure it was Taco Bell. I was waiting for that commercial. For years, I was waiting for that commercial, right? Just, it's a Twinkie burrito. We have stuffed a Twinkie full of taco meat, deep fried it. Sir, would you like Twinkie cream or sour cream? I don't care if it's coffee cream. I would like my Twinkie burrito, some fire sauce, two Ho-Ho Loopas, and a Mountain Dew. The blue Mountain Dew, too. I want the Baja.